This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two. And you are free to call in and talk live to us about whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Jackie.
And coming up, Chris, you've got an article about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, well, apparently there are people calling for term limits for the Supreme Court, even though the term is currently limited to death or resignation, apparently they want to set some kind of limit other than that. We can get into that, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome again, 855-450-FREE, plus the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to Joe calling in from Alabama. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm almost embarrassed this time from Alabama. We got a crooked government. We got a couple of governors already in prison. We got a mayor that's in prison. Then we got 28 of our local people in prison. Our county where I live went bankrupt. And then they want to try and do things to make prison reform. They need to start with politician reform.
They're
ridiculous. They're ridiculous. Yeah, so we get a mayor, he was a mayor of one city, then he said, I want to be a mayor of the other city. And he said he lived in the other city, but when he got out of court, they say the mayor's going home to his home in Fairfield. Well, I thought he was mayor of Birmingham, and he lived in Birmingham, but they recorded and took pictures of him going home to his home in Fairfield.
Oh, I remember that. I ran for governor against him back in, I think it was 2007, and there was a court case to determine where he actually lived, whether or not he was properly domiciled or resident in Birmingham. And as part of the evidence that he presented to the court for his claims that he lived in Birmingham was receipts for all of this furniture that he bought for the apartment that he rented. And when asked why he bought new furniture, he said, well, they don't allow pets, so my wife is staying in Fairfield with the dogs.
That was funny, too. But what was funny, when he get out of court, he go to his home in Fairfield, but he's the mayor of Birmingham. That makes no sense.
Yeah. So as far as politician reform goes, do you have any suggestions on how we can reform either how people get elected or just reforming who gets elected?
I think it'd be who gets elected and how they get elected. Now, we've had some campaign issues. Of course, the president, he involved in that, too, but like Guy Hunt. They kicked him out because the money went from Republic. I don't remember how he did his ball that night when he got elected, but he said they took the wrong money from the wrong account. So they kicked him out of office. But a lot of that stuff I think is petty. But then when you use the state airplane like the last governor, Bentley, that wrong. But as far as funds come from different accounts, that's sort of nitpicking.
Yeah. Joe,
but
thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, please.
But our big thing, like with the courts, an 85-year-old lady that fall and break her rib or whatever, she don't need to be no judge no more. You know, they need term limits on that.
Yeah.
Like what you were talking about earlier on what your other guy go read on.
Yep.
They need, you get to a certain age. I know at my age, my brain don't work as good. And I think, I don't know how judges would do that too. And I think that's wrong where they can be a judge that age.
Yeah, Joe, thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Chris, where's the story from?
Story is from Vox.
All right.
I would say would be a little bit left of center. Would you agree?
I think they might identify that way.
Well, it's interesting because they're saying their byline here is Rick Perry was right. The Supreme Court needs term limits.
All right.
On November 7th, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell, fracturing two ribs. X-rays to treat the broken ribs revealed two nodules on her lungs. On Friday, Ginsburg, who was 85, underwent surgery to remove the nodules, both of which proved cancerous upon post-operative testing. The surgery was successful, and doctors say there's no evidence of further cancer on Ginsburg's scans. Quote, she hopes to be back on the court soon for the start of the next argument session in early January, unquote, reported NPR. Ginsburg, who previously survived colorectal and pancreatic cancer, is tough as they come. Liberals thrilled to reports that she was working from her hospital bed merely 2 days after her surgery. Twitter filled with memes offering Ginsburg a rib, a lung, a liver, whatever she might need to keep working.
All right, so I think a lot of these, and I just want to pause here. I think a lot of the reason that people, quote, on the left were offering to basically, give Ruth Bader Ginsburg their body parts is because they're afraid what might happen if Donald Trump gets to make another Supreme Court appointment.
That is literally the next line in the story. But the celebration of her resilience reflects a barely suppressed panic. If her health fails in the next 2 years, President Donald Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will fill her seat, leaving the court with a 6-3 conservative majority. Quote, what was she doing walking around in office, unquote, asked Stephen Colbert after learning the details of her fall. Quote, she's far too precious. Forget a black robe. She should be dressed in bubble wrap and carried down the hallway like a Fabergé egg, unquote.
All right,
no one
that,
knows.
That's funny right there,
it
picturing
is.
Picturing Ruth Bader Ginsburg being carried down the hallway.
Wrapped in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
We need to wrap your head.
Yes.
There you go. No one knows the stakes better than Ginsburg herself. Quote, I can't imagine what this place would be. I can't imagine what this country would be with Donald Trump as our president, she said in 2016. For the country, it could be 4 years. For the court, it could be, I don't even want to contemplate that, unquote. And so, atop the difficulty of recovering from two broken ribs and cancer surgery just 5 years shy of her 90th birthday, she is bearing the weight of American liberalism on her shoulders. I don't know if Ginsburg would, at this point, prefer to retire, but even if she would, she knows she can't. That's a pressure no one should have to bear. The case for 18-year Supreme Court terms. The core problem here is the stakes of Supreme Court nominations. They're too damn high. And again, this is the author speaking, not that I disagree with him. Candidates serve for life, which given modern longevity and youthful nominations can mean 40 years of decisions, and no one knows when the next seat will open. President Jimmy Carter served 4 years and saw no open seats. President George H.W. Bush served 4 years and filled two. Barack Obama served 2 years and confirmed two justices. Donald Trump isn't even 2 years into his presidency, and thanks to McConnell's assist with Merrick Garland, he's already filled the same number of vacancies as Obama did in eight. The result isn't merely an undemocratic branch of government, but a randomly undemocratic branch of government. And that randomness and the stakes of seeing it play out in your side's favor turn Supreme Court nominations into blood sport. In practice, the Supreme Court decides how elections are funded, whether abortions are legal, whether millions of people will continue to have health care insurance. If legislators and activist groups see its composition as a matter of life and death, that's because it often is. This is why in 2016, McConnell refused to consider any of President Obama's nominations to fill the vacancy left by Justice Antonin Scalia.
Right, and part of that was this claim that, we can't appoint or vote on a judge during an election year.
Right, that never happens before.
Well,
it has.
It has.
Repeatedly.
But if you go back and you look, it's very rare that such a confirmation happened during a presidential election year.
Right.
And a lot of people like to call it the Biden rule because Joe Biden said something in 1992, even though there were no votes. on judges. There were not even any vacancies to be considered when Joe Biden said we shouldn't do this during presidential election
years. Every once in a while, if Crazy Joe isn't saying something else, you got to give him credit for saying something.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet three times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the discussion about mandatory retirement for judges, also known as imposing a term limit on how long federal judges. And in this article, they're speaking specifically about Supreme Court judges, but I guess, you know, any discussion about mandatory retirement for judges should apply to all levels, you know, within the jurisdiction. Again, we'll get back into it in just a second, but want to make sure that I tell you real quick about CryptoTip. CryptoTip is an ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can use to give to a service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. And when the server, or whoever it is that you've given this to, scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, gives them instructions on how to install a wallet, and allows them to claim the amount that you have put on the tip. And here's the best part. If they don't claim the crypto after an amount of time that you specify, the crypto comes back to you. So you're not just throwing crypto away to be lost forever. And if they do claim it, you get an email alert. Create as many as you want over at CryptoTip.org. 6 print per page. So keep that in mind. That way you're not printing, you know, like a page and a half and you're wondering, why am I wasting 2 pages, but I only used half the page? 6 per page. CryptoTip.org. Again, excellent outreach tool. Business card size, printable cryptocurrency tips using Dash and Bitcoin Cash. And there might be more currencies to come. I'm not entirely positive. CryptoTip.org. So, Chris, let's get back into this discussion here. And by the way, it's Daryl, Chris, and Jackie in studio. And I've been trying to find out exactly how many states, because I know that there are some states that have mandatory retirement for judges. And some states, judges are elected, others, they're appointed. But it looks like, according to the information that I've been able to pull up from a couple of different sources, 32 states plus the District of Columbia have mandatory retirement age for appellate or general jurisdiction court judges, and most of them use the age 70, while some of them have it listed at 72, 74, or 75. Couple caveats, some states say that if you were elected to serve the term, and then you turn whatever that mandatory retirement age is, you can finish out the term, unless, let's say, you're 69 in Florida, and you get elected. Well, Florida's retirement age is 70. You would have to retire at 70. But if you got elected when you were 67, then you would be able to finish out the entire term. So it's 70 unless more than half of your term has been served when you turn 70. The exception of states that require judges to retire, the exception to the 70 to 75 rule, is Vermont, which has the age set at 90.
When does Alzheimer's start setting in?
It differs for different people. It
can be in the 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Average age of onset, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, I'm not entirely positive, but yeah, it looks like, you know, the overwhelming majority of state governments in the U.S. require judges to retire at some point, generally between 70 and 75. And the question here is, should there be a federal retirement age or a mandatory retirement age for federal judges? And I would say that if this is going to go into effect, let's have it apply to Congress and the president as well.
That's interesting.
How old, I consider them very different questions.
It is, but how old was John McCain when he was still serving? How old was Strom Thurmond?
Oh, no.
Didn't Strom Thurmond serve in Congress for like 75 years?
No argument. I think the question to me is whether it's an age limit or a term limit. So,
for the Supreme Court, they're suggesting like a specific limit in this particular article,
but there's some other ideas.
I like that idea because then, you know how long they're going to be in there. You know how often vacancies are going to come up. You're not picking, like, if it's an age limit, then you're going to be trying to pick the youngest person possible that you think you can get through the Senate.
All right. So how about an either or? either 18 years or 70 years of age, whichever comes first.
I don't think that's necessary. I think just 18 years.
How about term limits for Congress? Because they're the ones voting on all of this horrible crap that goes to the Supreme Court.
I'm generally in favor of term limits, period. It's kind of like when you got a lot of bad choices, like, and none of the people getting elected are great, you might as well rotate the socialists, you know, or rotate the fascists, depending on what, if you live in a red district or a blue district.
Okay.
Let's get back into the article.
Yep. The same incentives, and they're discussing the incentives for nominating some Supreme Court justices, create extraordinary pressure for justices to stay on the bench long after they might otherwise have retired, in the hopes that they can outlast an ideologically unfriendly administration. They also bias presidents towards nominating the youngest qualified jurist they can find rather than the best candidate they can find. The Supreme Court should reflect the Constitution and the country, not the quirks of longevity. Holding justices to a single non-renewable term would lower the stakes of any individual Supreme Court nomination, as well as make the timing of fights more predictable. An idea like this would have bipartisan support. Governor Rick Perry proposed 18-year terms in his 2012 campaign, making an argument that I think sounds even more persuasive today.
All right, so before you read whatever the thing is that Rick Perry said in 2012, I'm starting to think here, and, you know, it could wind up having just as much, politicization or whatnot. So let's say that you're a Supreme Court judge.
Okay.
You've been on the bench for 15 years.
Sure.
Right? So you're right now in roughly the middle of Donald Trump's presidency.
Yep.
You're not really sure what's going to happen, but you definitely want the Republicans to name your replacement.
Absolutely.
You'll just go ahead and retire now instead of waiting 3 years.
I got nothing to worry about.
People already do that, though, so that's not really a change. Like, people already time their retirements on the Supreme Court when they can.
Yeah, right. But they're not.
But they're saying here that if we have term limits, then it
problem
completely
solved.
Does away with that problem solved. You know that the vacancy comes up in 18 years.
Right.
But you don't know that because they could still retire or die.
Yeah, and I don't know that anybody would really choose retiring early unless it were for a political reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, really,
sometimes people have lives and families where they're getting sick or dementia.
True, but if you'd taken a, you know, what is today a lifetime appointment or in the future a possible 18-year appointment as opposed to spending 2 years in Congress, I think there's a big difference there
how
people would weigh that.
We had a Pope retire. I mean, sometimes people retire from lifetime positions.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington, as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
The Ohio Senate failed to override the veto of House Bill 258 by Governor John Kasich. That bill would ban abortion if there's a heartbeat detected. Kasich originally vetoed the bill, saying the state would likely lose any lawsuit challenging the bill. The roller coaster on Wall Street continues as the Dow at one point was down over 600 points, rallied though to close up 260 and end the day at 23,138. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And we're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court and, well, the question of whether or not there should be a term limit on how long someone can serve on the U.S. Supreme Court and only the U.S. Supreme Court, and no discussion at all, at least by Vox, of any other federal judge duration, be it the appeals court, a circuit court, and no discussion about term limits for Congress. And the claim by Vox is, well, if we know that the term is 18 years, then there's not going to be conveniently timed retirements because, well, the term's just 18 years. But I'm looking, and 18 of the last 20 vacancies on the U.S. Supreme Court were caused by retirement, not death.
Mm-hmm.
And the duration that people were on the court range from 2 years, 300 days, up to, it looks like, 34 plus.
Right. I think you're being a little facetious here. You know, you have a lifetime appointment. I don't think anybody with a, quote, lifetime appointment intends to die upon the bench. I think they're going to get to a certain age and they're going to have some health issues and things
right.
like that, where they're certainly going to retire.
Right. And I'm just pointing out
yeah.
that more often than not, the vacancy is caused by retirement.
Well, what I'm saying is that may not be the entire story. I don't think, like the example I just gave, I mean, has there been one person who knew they were facing a really bad illness and decided now's the time I'm going to get out? And I'm sure there are probably just as many who said, I want to spend, you know, some of my remaining time with my family instead of Washington.
Right. And one thing that's interesting is that apparently the historical average length of service on the U.S. Supreme Court is approximately 15 years. However, since 1970, the average length of service has increased to about 26.
I don't doubt that. And I think things have become more partisan, particularly since Roe v. Wade, you know, that era. I think a lot of people, left and right, realized how important and how long-lasting things could be with the right justices.
Right. And one thing that a lot of people seem to forget is that previously, Supreme Courts have, sometimes it's, you know, five, six, seven decades later, reversed their opinions on things.
Right.
But now people seem to think, oh, the Supreme Court said something, it can never be revisited.
Right.
Dred Scott, Plessy versus Ferguson.
So to bring up.
Well, what are some other ones that were really, really bad that they wound up later undoing?
Well, I know Buck v. Bell, they never reversed.
Yeah, they also never reversed Korematsu v. U.S.
Right. Buck v. Bell was a finding in favor of the state of Virginia that allowed the state to determine if someone was mentally deficient, then the state could have them sterilized.
Yeah.
And, of course, Korematsu, that had to do with the internment camps. And
yes.
It was completely
of American citizens.
Yeah, American citizens born in the United States.
Who just happened to have been unlucky enough at the time to have been Japanese.
Yeah, yeah. So atrocities, and
yes.
And those are the things I'd like to see change.
Yeah, so let's get back into this article again from Vox, and they're about to quote former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who in 2012 proposed an 18-year term for Supreme Court.
Yep, quote, doing this would move the court closer to the people by ensuring that every president would have the opportunity to replace two justices per term, and that no court could stretch its ideology over multiple generations. Further, this reform would maintain judicial independence, but instill regularity to the nomination process, discouraging justices from choosing a retirement date based on politics, and will stop the ever-increasing tenure of justices, unquote. Now, it sounds like now we have to go back and see what Perry ultimately said, but it sounds like, does it sound like to you that he was talking about overlapping or staggered terms?
Yes.
Or something? Yeah.
That they would be staggered. And again, he doesn't even consider the possibility that somebody might retire before serving 18 years.
Right.
You know, because, well, again, there might
be... Well, make that part of the amendment. You're not allowed to retire.
Or die. You're not allowed
exactly
to retire or die. Because, you know,
we've made that
there
illegal.
Are health problems that do come up that you might not know is going to happen in 14 and a half years.
You could just make it that whoever is appointed to replace them only serves out the rest of the 18-year term. So that they're still... Like any other thing, like if somebody is elected, like...
Right.
Yeah.
But that would still put it upon a president to be filling an additional vacancy.
Well, no.
Yeah, but they would...
We're starting over completely,
yeah.
Right? Because we need a constitutional amendment to do any of these crazy things that we're talking
right.
about, right? So it could be written to encompass any variation.
All right, so
area, any
somebody retires, seats vacant until their term comes up.
That's kind of sort of how it works now, right? Until there's a nomination and they've been...
Right, but on this, let's say somebody gets appointed and then they get hit by a bus 3 years after getting appointed,
yep.
There would be a vacancy for 15 years.
I'm good with it.
If you can't fill a vacancy because, you know, we can't allow one president to appoint more than two judges...
No, I don't think the focus here is to try and keep one president from appointing more than two judges.
But that's what it says here.
But I don't think
that's what Rick Perry said.
That's not what we're trying to optimize for. That is a benefit, but what we're trying to optimize for is to stop having people try to time their retirements. And so if it's like, hey, it's an 18-year term, if you don't finish it, whoever they appoint finishes out your term. They don't start over with the clock at 18 years. So it's like there will be two vacancies every term. There may be additional ones for partial terms if somebody gets, you know, run over by a bus in Albuquerque.
It would be a public, it would be a private car in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
In all that, again, this is such a hypothetical discussion because you could.
Right. We might as well talk about balanced budget amendment that doesn't allow opt-out for if the president says scary things or two-thirds of Congress say we don't need to balance.
Right. I'm going to just click through the rest of this real quick. 18-year-old terms would also ensure the court keeps, and then we can beat it up. 18-year terms would also ensure the courts keep closer touch to the country. Being a Supreme Court justice is a plum job, and it's understandable that few want to give it up. But there are too many examples of justices serving out their faculties after their faculties begin to fail. Chief Justice William Rehnquist, for example, missed 44 oral arguments in 2004 and 2005 after undergoing a tracheotomy to fight the thyroid cancer that he had at that time. Nevertheless, he declined to step down and shortly thereafter died in office. Even in less extreme cases, serving as a Supreme Court justice is the kind of job that pulls you far out of the norm of human context. You're one of the most powerful people in the country, surrounded by rituals and deference, traveling in only the most rarefied circles. In an institution like that, more new blood more often is probably a good thing. Implementing term limits for the Supreme Court would be a step towards repairing and normalizing a process that raises the stakes of vacancies beyond what our politics or the human beings who serve on the court can comfortably bear.
Another thing we could do with this amendment is actually fix the size of the Supreme Court, because Congress can increase or decrease the number of justices, and they have in the past. Like, it hasn't always been nine.
Yeah, one time it was seven, and then it went up to 10 in 1863.
Yeah.
I think, wasn't it FDR threatened to increase the size to, like, 12. 13 or something?
He was going for 12.
Yeah.
Or 13, yeah.
So the amendment could also fix the size of the court as well as introducing the term limits.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now six extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
at WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu because, well, they're doing something that libertarians have been looking for at least a decade that I'm aware of, and that is creating a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory of events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect so you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because, well, the site's already free to use. So 10% off of zero is still zero. But you can get that Free Talk Live listener badge, again, when you use code FTL over at liberty.menu. So we've been talking about the proposal that goes back a while, depending on which variant you're talking about, of requiring federal judges or at least Supreme Court judges to either retire at a certain age or just set the number of years of, oh, you're on the Supreme Court, you're serving X number of years, you can retire before that, you know, can't make it illegal to die during that time period, but here is the duration. And that way, you know, it doesn't wind up creating political games out of judicial retirement or something is at least the claim.
Right.
So is there more to say on this or have we pretty well beaten this horse?
Well, it's the Supreme Court, so I don't mind beating that horse a little bit.
It makes a particularly satisfying squishy noise.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to Marbury v. Madison and my disdain for the Supreme Court. One of the unanswered, if you're not familiar with that, this was a case of a suit being brought against the president because he had I'm trying to remember, he had appointed someone and he sort of changed his mind. And the whole question really came down to this is, you know, we got this brand new shiny constitution, but who determines whether something is constitutional or not?
Right. And me and Jackie were actually listening to a series from, was it Great Courses?
The Great Courses.
When we were going up to Maine.
Investigating the American Presidency, I think it's called.
But they talked about this Marbury versus Madison case and why the Supreme Court made the ruling that they did. And apparently, because there was a writ of mandamus, or writ of mandamus, however it's pronounced, that was filed, it went straight to the Supreme Court because Congress had passed some kind of thing saying that all writs of mandamus go to the Supreme Court. And the court at the time said, all right, we're going to take this particular case that was filed using this particular writ to make a statement saying that we don't think that Congress had the authority to pass a law saying that all writs come to us.
Right.
And that's where the Supreme Court wound up giving themselves the right of judicial review, which if, you know, one thinks about it and, you know, maybe we can get into the, you know, constitutionality question here. But if one thinks about it, we're told that there's supposed to be checks and balances between the three branches of government. And if the president has a check on the legislative, and the legislative by, having their vote of acclamation or whatever it is, vote of affirmation for federal appointments, that's their check on the courts, then who do the courts have a check on?
Right.
And the court said, we've got a check on these other two.
Right. And just like that, now you have what is really an unbalanced set of checks and balances. It's not balanced. Supreme courts can change policy. They can rewrite laws. They can declare, you know, what the representatives of the people said they wanted. They could just say, no, we don't like that. It's unconstitutional. And where
I mean, that's just an aspect of case law in general, though. Like, that's just how our legal system works, where we have the actual written law, the codes, but then it doesn't cover every single possible circumstance, so judges make decisions along the way, and then other judges look at previous decisions for precedents to help them decide on similar cases, and that's just...
Big difference, though, is whether judges change laws, and
They create laws. They create case law.
They can create case law, but this is cases where they're actually changing what the will of the people allegedly would be if the people's representatives said they wanted this law. So that's the part that makes it a little worse. I think it's way beyond what just happens in courtrooms. I think the implications are much longer lasting and much more concerning to me.
Right. So maybe there needs to be some kind of discussion about, you know, how exactly do Supreme Courts wind up making decisions? Should it be simple majority, or should it require a 7-2 split instead of 5-4?
Well,
in Mexico, and I'm not intimately familiar with the Mexican justice system, but I recall reading something a while back within the last couple of months where you probably saw the headline, Mexican Supreme Court legalizes marijuana. Apparently what had happened, somebody filed a suit saying that there was a violation of his rights for being arrested for possession for certain reasons. And in Mexico, the top court has to make the same ruling on five cases in five consecutive years for that to then become precedent to overturn a law. So should we adopt something like that in the U.S. to where you have to have the Supreme Court hearing the, you know, very similar cases and over again and consistently making the same ruling? Because what we have now
is
you've got the Supreme Court hearing similar cases and then just making, like, wildly different rulings on each one because the tiny minutia within one case versus the other.
This is where I go back to the 10th Amendment Center and what they profess. And I like the idea is that it should not be up to the Supreme Court to make those kinds of calls. on whether something is constitutional or unconstitutional. More often than not, the Supreme Court finds that whatever the federal government does is always constitutional. That is a trend. And we've talked about that. We've pointed it out here on this show numerous times.
Although every now and then. Something gets overturned.
The question becomes is what role were the states ever intended to play in our federal government? And the 10th Amendment folks, I mean, they're very clear that they elected senators, and they had responsibilities, too. And if you go back to the Kentucky and Virginia, what the hell?
Resolutions.
Resolutions, yeah.
1798.
There you go. It was
written by, wasn't it Thomas Jefferson and James Madison?
James Madison,
yeah.
And, yeah, and they were both sort of writing those behind the scenes, at least Jefferson was.
Right.
But basically writing that, you know, when Congress passes, so and the president signs something into law that is blatantly unconstitutional, what they were all fired up about then was the Alien and Sedition Acts.
Yep.
You know, just because we're at war with the French, then we say, yeah, we can kick them out for no reason if we come across them. And if you say anything bad about the president, then you get bad things done to you.
But you can say whatever you want to about the vice president.
About the vice president, exactly.
Because at the time, the president and vice president were not necessarily from the same party.
So the argument there was that, look, we here in the states recognize that these are unconstitutional acts. This was not the idea. And we're not going to go leave it up to those guys in their moo-moos, as you like to say, on the Supreme Court to decide.
It's basically a moo-moo.
Yeah. Basically what the states are going to do is we're just not going to enforce it. We don't care what you say. We declare it null and void.
Right.
And that is what we're seeing across the country right now in marijuana laws.
Yep.
That's what we're seeing, what we saw in medical marijuana, what we see there. We're starting to see it in gun laws. So I can't remember which state it was either. I think it was Idaho. Idaho claims that the ban on bump stocks is null and void because they have passed some law in their state stating that, you know, anything affecting the Second Amendment like this is going to be declared null and void. So there you go. I think that's the right solution because it allows different states to take different tacks and not put all of our faith in these, you know, nine guys right now and women on whatever their political whims may be.
Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.